Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Long Island ranks number one among the state's 10 regions in the number of jobs created by industrial development agencies, IDAs, according to a new report. James T. Madore reports on Newsday.com that the Office of New York State Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli found 47,521 people were added to local payrolls as of December 31, 2022, by expanding companies, housing developments, and other projects that were awarded tax breaks by Long Island's eight IDAs in recent years. That's almost one quarter of the 204,147 jobs created statewide by IDA projects. In addition, 2022 was the seventh year out of eight in which Long Island placed first in job creation in the state. New York City edged out Long Island in 2020. IDAs were created in the 1960s to help grow local economies, businesses, and job markets, said DiNapoli, who's a Democrat from Great Neck. The tax breaks that IDAs provide businesses can impact local tax collections, and New Yorkers should be mindful about weighing the benefits these projects bring to their communities against their costs. The release of the Comptroller's annual IDA report card comes as state lawmakers consider bills that would exclude school property taxes from IDA aid packages, or about 70% of the property taxes paid by Long Island businesses. An amendment to the law that allows Suffolk County to increase its sales tax rate by 1/8 of a cent to finance the installation of sewer and advanced septic systems was signed into law yesterday by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the governor's signature on the amendment, negotiated by state and county lawmakers, sets the stage for the county to put a referendum on the ballot in this year's general election, seeking voter approval of the sales tax increase. The amended Suffolk County Water Quality Restoration Act provides that half the revenue from the tax will go towards wastewater treatment facilities, while the other half will help fund individual septic system projects. The law originally prioritized individual septic system projects, providing a 75-25 split in favor of the individual systems. Quote, access to clean water is a basic need, and residents of Suffolk County deserve safe and reliable water infrastructure, Governor Hochul said in a statement. I am committed to protecting the health of all New Yorkers, and this bill is a promise to future generations that we will do everything in our power to protect your well-being, said New York Governor Kathy Hochul. This Sunday evening, Shelter Island Friends of Music presents Amy Burton singing songs from the Great American Songbook by Porter, Gershwin, Bernstein, and Rogers, accompanied by her husband John Musto on piano. Singer Tony Bennett has described this genre as America's classical music. The performance is this coming Sunday, May 26th at 6 p.m. at Shelter Island Presbyterian Church, 32 North Ferry Road, Route 114 on Shelter Island. There will be a pre-concert reception. Admission is free. So Amy Burton, soprano, and John Musto, piano, perform music from the Great American Songbook this coming Sunday, May 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shelter Island Presbyterian Church. Admission is free. Thanks to unused snow days, there's no school today for kids on the East End, so no school buses out there right now, but there is school bus news. Sandra Petty, Michael Gormley, and Mark Harrington report on Newsday.com that the passage of a measure to amend and extend a school bus camera law was the latest in a string of victories for the politically connected tech firm Bus Patrol America. Bus Patrol has hired several former top Suffolk County officials as its senior executives and retained six firms to lobby for them in New York State, spending $74,000 in the first 2 months of the year on the camera law amendment. In Suffolk, the program generated more than $21 million in revenue in 2023, with 55% going to the county and 45% to Bus Patrol. From May 1, 2021 through December 21, 2022, Bus Patrol generated nearly $37 million in revenue for Suffolk, with about $16 million of that going to Bus Patrol. Passing a stop school bus carries a $250 fine for a first violation, a figure that increases with violations. Supporters say the cameras have become a vital tool in protecting school children on sometimes dangerous roadways and do so in ways that benefit government budgets. Critics say the $250 starting fine is too steep and regressive. It hits those who can least afford to pay the hardest. Southampton Village Hall and the Southampton History Museum invite you to a celebration of the Village of Southampton Commission on Veterans Patriotic Events, Veterans Hall, and our Village Veterans this evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Village Hall, 25 Pond Lane in Southampton. The event begins at 5 o'clock. At 6 p.m., learn about Veterans Hall and honor our heroes as local veterans will share personal stories. All are welcome. Refreshments courtesy of Time and Again. Once again, that's at 5 p.m. this evening at Veterans Hall in Southampton. Then, this coming Monday, the Commission on Veterans Patriotic Events will be hosting a Memorial Day service at 11 a.m. in Agawam Park. Prior to the service, there will be a short parade from the First Presbyterian Church down Job's Lane into Agawam Park. All veterans are invited to participate and asked to be at the church parking lot by 10:30 a.m. this Monday. Cars will be available for those who cannot march. That's starting at 10:45 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church this Monday in Southampton, and 5 p.m. tonight at Veterans Hall in Southampton Village. A planned strike by fuel workers at John F. Kennedy Airport in Queens during Memorial Day weekend was averted after Governor Kathy Hochul intervened to help settle the labor dispute, according to the New York Post. Teamsters Local 553, representing 300 workers and mechanics who fuel commercial and cargo jets at the airport, announced a tentative deal for a new labor contract with Allied Aviation Services, the private firm that services the planes at the regional airports. The union had been working without a new contract since June 30, 2023, and planned to walk off the job today, potentially leaving unfueled planes stranded on runways. We are happy an agreement has been reached and the need for a strike averted. We're hopeful that the deal will be ratified by our members, said their union head. Guildhall in East Hampton, New York, is nearing completion of its two-year capital improvements project and is expecting to reopen the last phase of the project, the theater, in July. A collaboration with Peter Penoyer Architects and theatrical consultants Apero Design, the space, which throughout its life has been known as the John Drew Theater, will reopen with enhancements, upgrades, and a new name, the Hillary and Mitchell Morgan Theater. Guildhall announces the new Hillary and Mitchell Morgan Theater in honor of a landmark gift from the Morgan family that has enabled this complete transformation, reads a page in the organization's recently published summer program guide. Our beautiful performance space now operates at the highest level of technology and comfort, providing exceptional experiences for artists and audiences. According to Guildhall, those enhancements include wider, more comfortable seating with greater row-to-row depth, a steeper rake for improved sight lines, a new flexible social space at the rear of the theater, an audio lift system for improved sound for all sorts of art forms, advanced lighting and video systems, a remote-controlled camera system for live streaming and recording, a relocated control booth, and new lighting positions in the balcony. When Guildhall was built in 1931, the John Drew Theater was a memorial tribute to a well-known 19th and early 20th century stage actor who spent his summers in East Hampton. Guildhall has said that it will acknowledge Drew with tribute signage and will name a senior staff position in honor of Mr. Drew's history. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.